Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one. A call from Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan to resign immediately. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says if Judge Dugan doesn't resign from office immediately, the Assembly will begin impeachment proceedings. The jury came back with a split verdict last night after deliberating for about 6 hours. The jurors said Dugan did obstruct federal agents trying to make an immigration arrest inside the Milwaukee County Courthouse. That's guilty for the felony charge. The jury found Dugan not guilty of the misdemeanor, concealment. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel caught up with a jury foreperson. Listen to what he said.
And what he said is, you know, I don't feel good about it, but we did our job.
The foreperson didn't explain any further why he didn't feel good after the verdict. Dugan faces up to 5 years in prison at sentencing. No sentencing date has been set yet, and her defense team says this case is far from over.
Number two, we head to western Wisconsin, where this morning saw a construction milestone on the state's western border. That's what it sounded like on KRCG-TV from Lansing, Iowa's the Black Hawk Bridge connecting southwest Wisconsin to our Hawkeye neighbors came down in an implosion earlier today. This bridge, almost 100 years old, called the Singing Bridge due to the noise that cars make as they go over it. Well, that bridge had been slated for replacement for several years, and now that process is starting to roll along. I've driven over this bridge several times, having lived in the La Crosse area for years and years. It's the only way to cross the Mississippi River if you're in that part of the state near Prairie du Chien, just south of La Crosse. So now if you want to get to Iowa, you have to take a temporary car ferry, which the Iowa DOT has set up on site. Implosion this morning delayed a handful of times. A few dozen people I saw on the stream were watching from the shore. I thought the audience would be a little bit bigger today. You know, bridge implosion, it's an exciting thing. However, as we've mentioned, it is a bit brisk and it's even cooler in that part of the state. The new bridge, by the way, not slated to open until at the earliest, the spring of 2027.
Everybody likes to see a good bridge explosion. Mm-hmm. Well, a first-place showdown with our rivals. That's number three. The Green Bay Packers have a huge game in Chicago tomorrow night. It's the Packers versus the Bears for first place in the division. It's a big game on its own, but especially after the Packers loss in Denver on Sunday. Not only did we lose the game, we lost a few players to injuries. Life without Micah Parsons begins. This is the first game following his season-ending ACL tear. If the Packers win tomorrow night and the Lions lose their game, Green Bay clinches a playoff spot.
All right, we're in that time of year. It's exciting.